Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would.
tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it
without. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Yes, you're tuned in to the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your host, Justified, and the legendary Cocaine. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in for joining us on this special Easter edition that we're bringing to you. I want to hope everybody's out there enjoying spending time with their family and really celebrating the reason for the season, and understand that ain't no bunnies running around dropping eggs. It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dying for our sins and coming back. So, again, if you're listening online and you want to join this conversation, the call-in number is 646-200-4945. I see all our callers that are in the call queue right now, the 909s, the 213s, the 707s, the 619s, everybody that's tuned in. We definitely appreciate you. Waiting for my co-host, Cocaine, to step into the building with me, running a little bit late, probably sitting down overeating or something. But what we're going to do right now is we're just going to move into a little bit of music and get you guys in the right place for this Sunday episode. We're going to take it old school and go with some OJs with the message in our music. Check it out.
when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. I say a prayer for my kids, asking to bless me and my wife. So many times I took for granted all the gifts that I had. Good role models in my life, I thank God for my dad. My mother loved me despite my attitude and how I would act. No matter what happens in my life, I know they got my back. Whether it's prayer or words of advice, I thank them for caring. You get blessed when you take your blessings and share them. So many people hit the top and forget how it started. I give thanks to those who made me, those here and departed. My granddaddy Jack, an honest man, he knew the world. My granny Bernice was a piece of work, rare as a pearl. My grandparents out in Florida, they love me to death. My grandfather's passed away, and I'm part of what's left. My daddy's mom, the only one living, we talk all the time. It's a trip, cause this year, she'll be 89.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest? Never changes the game, never remains the same. I'm thinking about my family. Did you ever notice the one that stays focused?
Youngster, family was always together. Families move apart, but memories last forever. Remember all the holidays that we shared in the past. A lot of moments made us cry, and the other ones we laugh. I miss the times we used to share family reunions. Now we barely call each other to see how you doing. Me and my older cousin Mel, the only one to live close. Think if we all put it together, we'd be doing the most. How many houses could we have owned and put them for sale? All my kids working hard and not stuck in a cell. I wonder if we would have stuck together, where would we be? Probably somewhere better off, enjoying our cheese. No regrets about my life, I wouldn't change it at all. I just cherish my yesterdays and pray for tomorrow. God, I know you're listening, and I got one more plea. I pray you guide my family and continue blessing me.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest?
And I see things clear. Never could make it on my own. I need my loved ones near. I need my wife by my side through all of the struggles. I need my brothers and my cousins to hook up and hustle. I need my aunties and my uncles to share their mistakes, show us how to survive and purchase real estate. I need my mama and my daddy to just do what they done. I need my kids to have fun and enjoy being young. I need three of my grandparents to rest in peace. I need my one granny that's living. I need my nephews and niece. I need everyone that hear this song to value they fam. Try to get it together and come up with a plan. I need to do better myself and change my ways. I need to continue thanking God and give him the praise. As I reflect on growing up and thinking about fam, I want y'all to know my family, they made me who I am.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest? Never changes the game, never remains the same. I'm thinking about my family. Did you ever notice the one that stays focused? Doing a thing in a game, in a damn thing changed. I'm thinking about my family.
Yes, that was family right there. Shout out to all the families that are together right now celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I got my special guest in the building with me right now. We're going to bring her on the line. Still waiting for my buddy Cocaine to patch in. But we got Sugar T on the line right now. How you doing, Miss Sugar T?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, not much. Thank you for breaking away from your family function. And I understand you're a little under the weather, so I do appreciate you hitting in the call lines real quick just to, let your presence be felt here on Mafia Radio.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yep. So I do, have some, new uplifting, inspiring music from you here in the playlist, and we're definitely going to get into that today. But just real quick before you get back to what you're doing and getting your rest on, just briefly, if you could just a small piece of how good God has been to you.
Yeah, I'm not under the weather. I just got a lot of I'm pulled multiple directions. First of all, we don't want to speak that into the atmosphere. I'm not sick. God is good. I've just got a lot of responsibilities on me. On Easter, they at the last minute popped some duties on me. family duties.
Right, understand.
Here, taking advantage of the opportunity to do that, and he's been definitely good to me. All the blessings that you could think of, I've been able to receive, you know, as well as overcame all the burdens and adversities that we can come across in life. So that's it in a nutshell. We can get more into it next week, but that just covers it all.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, like I said, I appreciate you breaking away, you know, from the duties that are going on, you know, just to call in and listeners know what was going on, and that we will be having you come back next week, and we'll be able to get a little, you know, deeper into all the various programs that you have going on. And a big shout out to you. Hope you enjoy your family. Happy Easter, and you guys be blessed. And we'll definitely be looking, you know, to have you come back in next week and break it down with us.
And thank you. Happy Easter to you and all the listeners out there. And thank you again for celebrating the wonderful, miraculous resurrection of Jesus Christ today. Take care. See you next week.
Amen. We're going to go into some back-to-back sugar tea, y'all. Check this out. She's coming with a new type of flow.
great, strong enough to carry the weight of up, down, highs, lows, setback, and accomplishments. True measure of faith is when you're going through it for real. I set my own standards, set my own goals, with a catalog of flows, standing firm when the wind blows. Never jaded, never fake it, keep pushing, cause we gon' make it. No matter where they wanna rate it, live in the bottoms, but that don't affect my passion. No way that you can stop me, strong and keep smashing, and my prayers keep asking. Strength and endurance, keep a level-headed mind, making, yeah, I'm sure of it. Higher level hip-hop, don't let a hater try and block. Don't worry about what you ain't got, cause when you get your shot, remember that you heard it from me, that the bottom will soon be on T.O.P., yeah.
You heard it here first on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. That was two joints back to back by the one and only Sugar T. The first track was Unbreakable Me, and then Bottom to the Top. Again, big salute out to Sugar T for breaking away from the family function and calling into the radio show and, you know, letting the listeners know that she'll be back next week so we can get a little bit deeper with her. Want to thank everybody that's on the call lines on hold. If you want to speak with the host, go ahead and press that one button and we'll get you on here. And if you're listening online and you're wondering how can I be a part of this and call in, the number is 646-200-4945. This is Mafia Radio with the Easter edition. And just sitting here, you know, thinking about Easter, it's like, you know, such a blessing to know that, you know, God loved us so much, you know, that he sent his only son, you know, down here to walk in this dirty flesh and, you know, to meet perfection and to, you know, sacrifice his life so that we might be able to have eternal life. So big shout out to the one and only JC. You know what I'm saying? I represent that JM, but after that and before that, I'm representing that JC for Jesus Christ. We're going to keep it moving with some good music. We know y'all all around the dinner tables and chilling with your families and stuff like that, so we just want to provide that right move for you. I'm going to go into some Smokey North and let y'all know that God is able.
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able, God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way, who make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able, oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream, and who tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me, and who tell the wind to God is able.
tell you God is able and he won't. No. Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Yeah, that was that Smokey Norfell right there with God is Able. I always keep me some Smokey on deck, you know, not only when I'm going through things, but when I'm coming out of things, you know what I mean? It's always good to have that music, you know, that you can play that, you know, just makes you feel better. We was just on the line with Big Sugar T representing the Bay, so it's only right that we let go and let God with E-40. Check it out.
Right now it's feast or famine. Either you're eating or you're starving. Houses upside down, foreclosures, government auctions, bargains. It's nasty out here, it's bad. It's awful as one bit yesterday. Before yesterday they picked up my cop, got repossessed. What's next? They found cancer in her chest. My little homie mama, man, they talk about cutting off her breath. Ran hella tests, mammograms and stuff. Nervous breakdown, her husband left when it rains and pours and rough. Somebody got shot today, and everybody know who did it. It's easy to kill a man, but it's harder to live with it. Karma used to take 3 years, but now it only takes 30 minutes. The victim's family shed their tears, Memorial Day they go to visit the gravesite. The resting place of their family member, man. And then they light a candle and put flowers on it, man. A lot of my folks still here, a lot of my folks done vanished. Gotta provide you with the peanut butter and jelly, but you gotta
let
make
go,
the sandwich.
Let go.
Your college, but he always right on time. I said, that's old people talk. She said, them old people ain't lying. I was in church the other day and all I put was a dime. A dime, yeah. A dime, triple time. I got bread and back today. Just enough to spend, but in a whole nother way. My income tax came in. Got some credit cards to pay. And I owe a couple friends. I said, I'll say, ain't nothing to be ashamed. We're all in the same boat. But God is in the blessing game. The majority of us broke. We all going through some things. Gotta pray and hold on to your hope. Like a hubcap in the fast lane. My daughter pregnant. And her boyfriend don't give a damn. Cereal, milk, cheese, and eggs. Apply for the WIC program. EBT. EBT. Electronic benefit transfer card. It's plain to see. Single parent got it.
Let go. Let go. Fight your battles.
Fight your battles.
All you got to do. It's just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed. Let God,
let God, let God, let God
fight your
let
battles.
Go. Let it fire.
All you got to do is just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed.
It don't matter what you're going through. Trust in God and He will see you through. You ain't got no money, you don't have no gas, if you're in a relationship, and it seems like it ain't gonna last, let go and let God, let go and let God, let go and
If you're in that prison cell, just let go. Just let go and let God. If you're in front of the judge, just let go and let God. Oh, 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 yeah. Let go, let go and let God. If you're down at the welfare office, let go and let God. If somebody's standing in front of you, got a gun pointed at you, just let go. Just let go and let God. Yes, he will, he'll fix it for you. I know he will, yeah. Just let go and let God.
That was the ambassador of the Bay, E-40, telling all his followers, telling all his fans, all the people that he has influence over in this music game to let go and let God. Like, how powerful is that? You feel me? And I salute, you know, E-40 for not only that song, but, you know, every album, you know, that I've heard from him, you know, he put that message in there. You see, we do what we do in this music game, but it's not necessarily, you know, who we are. And God is moving in a time like now to grab the most to come and spit that real out there that's going to really impact the youth. That's going to not only the youth, but more importantly, have to impact these grown folks out there that's acting like they still kids. We got to get them to step up to the plate in order for our youth to have a chance. So I applaud any artist out there on a small scale or a major scale that allows their gift, you know, to give God glory in one way or another. And E-40 always does that, and we have been behind the scenes communicating. He's a very, you know, busy man, but, you know, he's already let us know that he will, you know, come on to Mafia and share his testimony. And that's just a beautiful thing. And that song right there, Let Go and Let God, is something that is easier said than done, but to experience is so much better when you can really grasp that concept and say that you're going to let go and that you're going to let God. That means his will be done. And even as Jesus, you know, was on that cross and, you know, dying for our sin to complete his assignment, you know, he asked the Father to, you know, remove this cup from him, but your will, not mine. So what that means is we're not going to like, you know, the things that we go through. It's going to be some painful things that make you just want to say, Lord, stop it. You know what I mean? But when you're able to say, let your will be done, it's like a automatic release of pressure and of stress and of strain, because, you know, those feelings are not feelings that come from the Lord. You could tell a tree by the fruit it bears. So certain feelings, God doesn't want us to feel that way. So if it's not God, then it's our adversary. You know what I mean? It's putting things in front of you to distract you and to get you off track and to make you just want to throw your hands up and give up. You know what I mean? But if, you know, we keep ourselves centered in God's word and feed ourselves with what God says and not what the world says, then it's a peace that passes understanding. And that just means that you can have a smile on your face in the midst of the most horrible thing that's ever happened to you and not even understand yourself why you still smiling, why you still standing. But, you know, that word that we put in us, it comes out of us and we live it. So we are like, you are what you eat, you know what I mean? So if you're eating that word of God, then you become, you know, on a God-like status that you can't even understand yourself. But like I tell all the homies, I ain't no preacher. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, giving what I've experienced to be true. So with that being said, I just want to let y'all know through some music, that's how I express myself best. When I'm, you know, going through things, I go to that pen and that pad and I write my thoughts down. And that even in itself is a gift from God to be able to translate a thought and put it into words in a creative way that, you know, catches the ears of millions. So I'm going to let y'all know why I feel like I'm blessed, and we're going to go into this brand-new track. It's going to be the brand-new single that I'm about to put out. Let me know what y'all think. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let your pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me.
move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. Woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith, still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back, and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Man, standing here, thanking God for his grace. Yeah. Hard sometimes. I don't deserve this love. I ain't do nothing to earn it. Show me unconditional, cause I didn't return it. It's messed up because the moment you learn it, you gotta hope that you're wise enough to receive and discern it. Everybody smiling at me, don't mean me no good. Smiling faces tell lies, it ain't just in the hood. My whole life I've been misunderstood, and misunderstanding is quick to get you killed in the hood. Surprised I'm still standing, gotta be a higher source. If God's a groom, surprise he don't want a divorce. No prenup, he gave it to me up front. Blessed me with my talent, then I went and did what I want. I went astray, partied and played, but guess what? My moms and pops had already prayed. I don't care where you're from or how you behave, cause Jesus got the grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
I don't deserve this love. Yet you love me and strive. With all my bones in the closet, you look past my pride. I remember March of 98 when I almost died. When all my homies left me, you was right there by my side. You ain't never left me alone. You always shotgunning the ride. The only one that really know me and what goes on in my mind. You know the secrets I'm embarrassed to share. Sometimes it seems like you the only one that cares. No matter how I messed up, you always take me back and forgive. You should have left me a long time ago after stuff that I did. but it's not in your nature. You took a wretch like me and blessed me with favor. You gave me the gift of music, and while other brothers labor, I'm in the studio giving praises to my Savior. I try to forget the way I used to behave, 'cause Jesus got that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, He always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, He's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, He always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, He's ready to forgive you. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus, I wouldn't stand a chance. In this evil world, devil wants me to dance. I used to two-step with him until the music stopped. I was moving right with him. Man, I was such a disgrace. I let my love for the money take over God's place. You know how it goes on that paper chase. You ain't thinking about God until you catch a case. Light sitting made this rider pump his brakes. Little quiet time to reflect on my mistakes. A whole lot of things that I gotta correct. I refuse to abuse God's love for the homies' respect. Man, them busters wasn't really my friends. Just a bunch of male groupies wanting to ride in the pen. If they was really down, they would have accepted my change. And be glad I found that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace that saves.
It don't matter what you've been through, He always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, He's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you been through, He's always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, He's ready to forgive you.
To hit y'all with a little back-to-back Justify with that brand new I'm Blessed and a throwback from the Mr. and Mrs. Smith album, Jesus Got the Grace to Save. Y'all listening to the Mafia Radio Show. I see all my callers on the line holding in, listening, you know what I mean? If y'all want to jump on this line and say a little something, go ahead and hit that one button and we surely will bring you on and allow God to use you. For those that are listening online, the number is 646-200-4945. Call in, share your thoughts, give you a happy Easter shout outs to all your family and friends. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Chico, you know what I'm saying, and his family. I believe they, you know, tuning in online, checking the show out. Love y'all, appreciate y'all being a blessing in my life from childhood to now. And God has some great things in store for us. Anyway, I'm just letting the music do it today, you know what I mean? It's Easter, like I said, I know the families is just chilling out, and I really believe in the power, you know, of music, that a good message in a version of a song just, you know, does so much. So we gonna give it a little gangster appeal, and I'm going to go to my boy G-Flame. You don't know.
Man, it's crazy. You feel like everybody around you pointing their finger judging. Never give you a chance to show who you are.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
It all started in my mama womb. When she was sad, I was feeling a little emotional. Felt her pain when she was going through her tribulations. Had me tossing and turning during her conversations. My memories give me memories of starvation. At the time, nobody cared, mama had children. No handouts, no big papa. At the time, no heat, lights, or water. Mama had to do what mama had to do. Till she lost all her kids in the system. Now we're growing up, separated, torn apart, feeling like Billy Ray Cyrus, achy, breaky heart. It started getting worse, didn't make sense. Like we had a curse, or it wasn't meant for us to be a family. Like the Huxtables, sitting at the round table, eating vegetables.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
Get shot. Daddy took from his own son to get high. This a true story, let me take you through my life. I came a long way, thank God I survived. Started getting older, sins on my shoulders. Started feeling like Tupac seeing death around the corner. Raised around them all heads, all I know is thug life. Hanging with them boys up in Compton, they do or die. Only choice I had was hustling, trying to
from the police. Losing friends, homicide. All I see is mamas cry. Living in the ghetto, niggas die before they 25. Murder or suicide. Plus the government got you feeling like you're struggling. Still don't feel no leverage even with a black president. I guess the only way out is keep faith. Pray for the breakthrough and hope for them better days.
You don't know.
You're just on the outside looking in. Stop being so judgmental. Look at yourself before you try to tell somebody else about themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, this song is dedicated to the memory of Wynonna Dutch, my beautiful mother, gone too soon from cancer. You know what I mean? Hey, you really don't know. It's also dedicated to my brother Pop Gates, Calvin Brown, laid to rest from his fatal death. May God bless us all, you know what I mean, on our journey to success. May also bless us with health and strength. Long life in jeopardy, you know what I'm saying? Though we go through our ups and downs, we gotta be strong and keep the faith, you know what I mean? You really don't know.
Yeah, that was that G Flame with that You Don't Know, man. I love it when, like, cats just go hard for the real, you know what I mean? Like, we done all this stuff in the industry, man, where, you know, we was playing devil's advocate, you know what I'm saying? And really unaware of it, but we didn't, you know, grew up. And we got the power to bring a message, man, and I just shout out and applaud all the artists, you know, that take time to put together a message that's going to help somebody. You know what I mean? We speak life over death all the time over here at Mafia. So big salute to G Flame Bugatti with that You Don't Know. I want to go to these call lines. I got a 562 that chimed in on us. 562, you on the line with Justified and Cocaine, who's not in the building right now, but you're on live with us. What's going on with it, boss? 562.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, sir. You there? You there? I hear you.
What's up, bro? What's up, bro? This is a hunch up.
What up with a hunch? You know, it's the day of the cell phones, homie. I don't recognize numbers when I see them. What it do, boy?
Oh man, I just had to call in and get some of that spiritual blessing that's going on this phone line right now.
Man, that's what it is, bro. And like I said, they listening on me. I'm looking at my call queue. We just waiting on them to press that one button, you know what I'm saying? So let God use you, you know what I'm saying? Just you know, if you're nervous, if you think that you ain't going to say the right things, just say a short, brief prayer, Lord, use me, and go on and press that one button, and we're going to bring you on. But yeah, Huncho, yeah. You know what it is, man. You're definitely, you know, a big part. You know, the blessing, you know what I'm saying, that's taken forth in my life, homie, with everything that we're doing with the Rest Reunion Honors. And the reason that it makes sense and the reason that I got involved and the reason that it works is because it's rooted in love. We are showing love to the West Coast artists who built this coast as far from a musical standpoint for, you know, us to have a voice. And it's a reciprocated love because, you know, we're showing them love for what they've done, and then in return, they show us love by coming. You feel me? Without all the politics, without all the contracts and agreements and this, that, and the other. So, you know, when everybody in the situation is getting love out of it, you know what I'm saying, that just makes it such a blessing, and that's why, you know, it's so potent right now and is getting that buzz because it's rooted in love, and that's a, you know, that's a fruit of God. You feel me?
Yeah, that's it. You said it, man. And shit, why are we talking about it? Excuse my language. But I want to give a shout out to all the legends that gave us the chance, you know, to show everybody that, man, we real about this. It's from the heart. You know, my boy Cocaine, Big to the Boy, King T, Big Hutch, Little Easy E, of course, Battle Cat, you know what I'm saying, Badass, OG Suicide, and everybody that's to come. We got Cam coming up. God bless that brother. Spider Lobe, God bless that brother. You know what I mean? We got Nocturnal, God bless that brother. And we got Raz Kaz, God bless that brother. And God bless everybody that been pushing the movement with us, because you can't help but be positive, man, because ain't nobody doing what we doing right now. So I want everybody, man, all these promoters, all these people, you know what I'm saying, that's just in it for the money, try honoring one of your coworkers that's helping you get to where you at right now. You know what I'm saying? Without the West Coast Legends, man, there's no West Coast, you know what I'm saying, no building. They the carpenters. They made the building for us to rock in, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Just a figure of speech. And I just want to thank everybody that's listening to this radio station right now. You know what I mean? The spirit is moving, man. He touched me, said, call your brother Justify right now. You know what I'm saying? And say something positive and uplifting. So the new word in my life is honor. Honor your mother. Honor your father. Honor your brother. Honor your sister. Honor your friend. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it, bro. I don't mean to take up all your time.
But one thing here on Mafia, when the spirit move, homie, who are we to get in the way of what God is trying to do? So whether we talk for 10 seconds or 10 minutes, if God is in it and God is using it, then, you know, the attention is there, bro. This is what this platform is for. Like my brother Cocaine, who just stepped in the building, like we always say here, you know, rain, sleet, or snow, trial or tribulation, you know what I'm saying, Mafia Radio will be on the air. What it do, brother?
Hey, what's happening to you? Peace, grace, and blessings to you and your family and everybody out there listening.
Okay, yes. What's up, my brother? God bless you, man.
God bless you too, family. You know, unfortunate incident on the side of the road. I had to go pick up my girl and fix it. You know, Daddy Huxtable. But at the same time, as you hear the traffic in the back, I'm still going to praise God with all my brothers through rain, sleet, snow, flat tire, whatever it is. We gonna make a way because God going to make a way out of nothing. You did?
Yep.
And that's, you know, these are testings. You know, that just shows me because, see, I look at things through a different eye. When I hear my boy Cocaine or when you text me and say, hey, emergency, such and such, 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 but I'm gonna be on. You know what I mean? Like I ain't even announced it on the show. You feel me? Like just let God do what He do. I knew. You feel what I'm saying? That you'd be calling in,
yeah.
And called in earlier than you said you was. So you know what I mean? You know, but
yeah.
But our testings. That let me let this happen and see if they don't do it. Let's see if this gonna feel some kind of way or it can justify handle until cocaine. You know what I mean? Like we just be testing on me and we. Devil in his face from week to week, you know what I mean? From you being,
yeah.
It seemed like we taking turns. One week you on your airplane, got to turn around on emergency land, and next week I'm my wife dying, and then the next week, you know what I mean? But we stand unshakable,
yeah.
Bro, because greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. And it's like now, homie, we've been through so many testings. It's easy, homie. This is like third grade work. You know what I mean? Like, been there, done that. I tried better, but He can't try no better. He didn't throw every dart that He could. He still tried, you know, because the little things add up if you're a weak person. But the strength that we use is not of our own. So we straight,
yeah,
homie, Mafia Radio, till God say so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's growing too, you know. But the thing is, you know, as children of God, we should love to be challenged. We should love to, you know, we should look at adversity as a blessing because through the assembly of pain and struggle comes greatness. And it's like, you know, we got to get the thing that I, you know, hit me on the spirit, you know, it's when someone else goes through something, and this is for everybody to listen to. We got to be able to celebrate the greatness that came out of their struggle. See, the problem is, it's just like I deal with a lot of things myself, brother. And some people can't accept the fact that, okay, Coca got his stuff together. He got some act right. He got off the drugs. He still got his family together. He still got all of the 8 kids by the same woman together. He's trying to do something. But, see, we so busy on the attack, some of us, when you push yourself so far away from God. So the key for anybody out there, start celebrating your brothers and sisters that came from that pain, the greatness, because at the end of the day, it shows your class. It shows you really with the spirit. And everybody saying they're with the spirit, they're so far from the spirit because they're so judgmental about somebody else. Oh, they used to do this, they used to do that. Well, then the same people that's saying it, God will purposely put you in those shoes that you talk about. So we got to be careful how to forgive, how to exercise forgiveness, you know, like I said, man, it's the, you know, the Lord has been working on me to where I have to forgive a lot of things, and it's tough. But the first forgiveness is that you need to forgive yourself. So you need to forgive, though. You need to forgive yourself by saying, you know what, I'm sorry for judging them, brother. I'm sorry for judging that. You know, I overlooked the greatness that God got him or her out of, and I'm busy pillow talking and shadow boxing, talking crap. And it's like, you should forgive yourself for that, because you know what? You do yourself a dishonor by badgering somebody that God purposely wrong to greatness. So I just pray for everybody that, you know, with know this, with God, is no sugarcoat. You know, we don't need to trade no. And another thing, we don't need to concentrate all the time on saying I'm perfect. Well, the more you say I'm not perfect, the more you don't reach towards perfection. That's another revelation God hit me the other day. God already know we ain't perfect. So we don't want to set ourselves up for saying we, you know, one or two times, but in every conversation, you know, the more you say it, the more you create doubt. You know, if you're comfortable in your spirit and you know that you're not perfect, but your imperfection was always the platform to praise perfection for God, he is 100% perfection, well, then you're going to move near perfection. So that's just a revelation that, you know, I got speaking on the side of the road while the man is fixing the tea fire to give to the whole world. I want to call everybody too for this gathering to tell everybody about it, you know. And I must say, this is a good celebration, you know, for all the prophets, for all the messengers, for the Lord Jesus. You know, that third day, something about that third day, he resurrected, because the brother, you know, brother Jesus, the Lord Jesus, when he resurrected, that same manifestation rises in our heart and turn a gangbanger to a preacher, to turn a pimp or an ex-dope dealer into a hood leader that's going to help the kids. And I celebrate that, you know, to the extent that, you know, that that's what this day is about, you know. And I'm blessed enough to say that thank you, Jesus, for rising. God manifested in the flesh on the third day. So that's why we're here in the first place, and I want to give a big shout-out and happy birthday to my firstborn, my twin, Najee.
Yeah,
yeah. 23 on 420 on the day of resurrection. How do you love that? God is good.
Amen. It's always something special with twins, man. That's, you know, that's a blessing right there. And just like you said, man, I was, you know, in my thoughts earlier today, like, because of what, you know, we're celebrating in the resurrection of Christ is because of that, that I can tell myself that my wife is in heaven. You know what I mean? It was through that, that those gates were open to us. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like, man, you just got to look for the good, man. If, like you said, if we focus on the bad and if we wallow in our sorrows and, oh, woe is me and this and that, we create that for ourselves. But if we can always, well, he said, God say, seek me and you shall find. So, seeking him is seeking love, seeking good. Let me seek out, Lord, what could possibly be good about this situation? And seek that truth, and he say you'll find it. And when you find it, it gives you joy and it gives you peace. So I'm just thankful for his whole, you know, his whole plan, the way that he, you know, strategized and thought about me before, you know, my mama thought about me and before her mama's mama thought about, you know what I mean? Like, how magnificent is.
Man, bless those that bless the name of the Lord. That's what it's all about. When we say let God let go, it's just that we let go of our weaknesses, think of how wrong we've done things, whatever it is, our language, our everything, we put it all on the line, put it on the platter where it matters, and let God do what he's going to do and move us. And it's a privilege, you know, to see that the seed has been planted in you, Brother Justified, and to see the greatness that God is bringing out of something that is a struggle and pain, that you had, you know, lost your loved one and you still continue the legacy through your spirit. That's what it's about, what you're doing, brother, and y'all listen to it. You know, ain't no use of waddling in your spit, because the more you think about it, the more them thoughts are going to turn into other depressed feelings. The best way you got is just simply saying, Lord, help me. I can't do it on my own. And that's acknowledging him, because the key is that We can't do nothing without God. You might think you're doing it on yourself. I hustle and got this. No. Check this out. You can't do nada without God. So that's why we encourage celebrating no matter what. You know what I'm saying? We met with challenges, but we hop over those challenges because we embrace the Spirit. Really, it is greater is He that is in me and you than he that is in the world. And when he put that seed, like I said, in your heart, justified, you know what I mean? The Spirit is touching a lot of people, and that's good. You hold your composure in the likeness of Jesus Christ, even when the enemy comes badgering you and mocking you. You know, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? To do that, and from where we started to being on 98.2, the beat, we now syndicated. You know, DJ Assassin hooked that up. You know what I'm saying? And the thing of it is, it's not how many people you pack in the church, but how many people you reach. Or, you know, because that's the name of it. So, you know, we're here for a reason. And, you know, I can't stay on too long because I got to get going. But I couldn't. This is part of my first fruit. And I just want to bless everybody today in the name of the Lord that bless him. And enjoy yourself today. You know, forgive somebody today, whoever it is. You know, build up the courage inside to forgive. Because that's one thing that I've been practicing myself is to forgive. Forgive my own self every single day. Sometimes we can say, God bless you. But the God that's in you, start saying to yourself, God bless me. Yes. Why do you say God bless me? Because God wants you to love the God that's in you. That's why. So it's good to say, God bless you. That's what we do. We are here to serve. We're stewards. That's what God got us here for. That's why we do Mafia Radio, because no matter what, we're here to serve you. But at the same time, start celebrating the God that's in you, because the God that's in you makes you a king and a queen. Why wouldn't you want to love the God that's in you and not to love just the exterior? Because my grandma used to say, pretty is pretty does. But God is pretty. God is beautiful. When you celebrate what's inside of you that God put inside of you, you're supposed to walk and smell good and say, yeah, it's okay to love yourself. So God bless me and God bless you.
That's what it do, Cocaine. And you know, I know you're going to run and get back to your situation, but one thing, you know, we've said it plenty of times before, but one thing about Mafia Radio and, you know, how it came about and how you and I touched and agreed on the situation, we've made it a priority to not push God out of the driver's seat. You say it to me all the time, and we talk to each other, and we don't really do too much planning. You know, when it comes to Mafia, now with the business arrangements and the things that are coming forth from it, we got to, you know, put some paint where it ain't. But according to God's will, not our vision, but what he shows us, you know, by the callers to call in. We can't control, you know, we can invite our special guests, but when the community has a voice, you have to take advantage of your voice. And then you know in the village, individually for yourself, that this is real because you're able to call in and say what you need to say, because what you need to say might help me, might help Cocaine, might help somebody else listening on the line. So we really have to bow down and allow God to use us in whatever form or fashion that it is. It doesn't matter our occupation. If, you know, when my wife was in the hospital, God used nurses to come in there and pray with her. That wasn't in their job requirement. You feel me?
Amen.
But they had a
Amen.
Assignment inside of their worldly assignment to pray with my wife while she was sick. To ask me, are you okay, sir? Do you know what I mean? And those are things you can. And it always amazed me that God always sent a believer as her nurse. Now, some devils tried to get in there and come in there and talk crazy, but then the spirit warrior, my wife, banged on them. You feel me? So, you know, devils run when you say Jesus. You feel me? So that's one thing. We have a weapon that, and that's just that name. That's, like, that's the best weapon we got because it's truth. Like, demons will flee. When you drop that name, they will not want to have anything to do with you. You feel me? So, you know, let God use you. That's all I can say. If you're working on the assembly line, you know, tell the cat next to you, man, God been good to me this week, homie. Woo-doo-woo-woo. Share your testimony.
Yeah.
Don't preach. Judge.
Yeah.
testimony no matter where you at, no matter who you with. You feel me? And if they don't receive it, then dust the, you know, swipe the dust off your feet and keep it pushing. But you did your part because that was a seed planted that God's going to use somebody else to come on down the line and put some water on it. You know what I mean? So
Amen.
Never hesitate,
Amen.
You know, your story because that's why God gave it to you, so you could use it. He gave it to you so you can help somebody else that can relate to it. You feel me? So it ain't about standing behind a pulpit to do God's work. I'm not, you know,
Amen.
So don't get caught up in that. You feel me? Just know that sharing your testimony is what you, when you said that you accepted him, that's the job description. Go be fishers of men with your testimony. It's a two-way. We can't keep asking God to do for us, but then not be willing to do for him. And it's a two-way street. Wherever it's a two-way street and the love is reciprocated, that's where God is at. The devil has no balance.
And at the same time, before I get up out of here, at the same time, we do ask God a lot, but we just need to simply thank him.
Thank him. And that's how you start our prayers. We ask you for anything.
A lot of the time, you know what? God had to balance me. All right, I'm coming. God had to balance me out. He balanced me out by doing one thing. He was like, why you ask me so many things instead of thanking me for what I gave you or what you're about to receive? He said, stop just thanking me. I know what you're doing.
Praise him in advance.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. When you asked him one time, he heard you. It's not like you need to go back one time. Did God hear me? Did he hear me? And start thanking him more than you ask him. Ooh,
right.
Glory to God. That's revelation.
Hey, amen, brother. I know you got a wife and a family, bro.
They looking at me, too. But I love God.
Hey, we're gonna hold
it. Y'all out there. I love y'all out there, man. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. I get up and make sure you listening to the show on 98.2, The Beat. We syndicated worldwide. God is moving. And that's from 4 to 6. We're going to have the replay show, the one with Hammer. And you know, whatever you do, keep God in your life, keep him first, and everything else will make sense. I'm out.
Yay. That was my big homie, Cocaine, who has been such a blessing, you know, to this Mafia Radio situation because it was with him that I was, you know, telling and sharing the vision with that what I wanted to do. And, you know, with no delay, without me even asking or not even really thinking about it, he was like, I'm a host it with you. Let's do it together. And it was like, wow. And that was on a Wednesday. And I made a call, and we was on the air that Sunday, you know, with the first Mafia Radio, and Battle Cat was our first guest. And we've been on, you know, January 5th. Here we are in April, and we still, you know, still moving and have been syndicated, you know, like you said, worldwide on 98.2 with a DJ King Assassin. So, when you get a relationship with God, he can bring out the best in you. And this is my homie, Compton homie, that I'm proud to be partners with, Victor the Boy, with Latoya Williams, the best in me.
Got a personal relationship with the big homie, right? He blessed me with many gifts and talents. Survived 6 shots and still got me here smiling. You are the greatest. You are the best. It's for you.
You bring out the best in me. Lord, you bring out the best in me. You're the best. Yeah.
My God.
You bring out the best in me. Lord, you bring out the best in me.
Up, heads down, pray with closed eyes. Listen, thank you for my talents and my gifts. And the tribe that you gave me when I want to quit. He got me on a different level, even though I'm ghetto. He blessed me to be the voice to turn around the devils. He told me big to the sun and get your life again. And plus to never cross you in the streets like your friends. Many hard pills to swallow when your heart's hollow. Feel a certain type of way cause I no longer follow. I'm meant to be a leader, my own Luther speaker. Bar games amazing, not just a house feature. I bless others to be a blessing and that's a blessing. Jay Keenum saved my life, Lord, please protect him. Universe of everything I mean it from my heart. I'm about to be the biggest thing in this twist star.
You bring out the best in me.
Best.
Don't you bring out the best in me. You're the best.
Yeah.
Really brought the best out. Many dark doors been open, but this the blessed route. I'm in my own lane, everybody chicken about me. Around the world, at first it was a no name. Cocaine, can't complain, I just thank God that he picked me to make your head bob. Flying in and out of town, about to shut it down. People wanna be king, but this is God's crown. See the crowd, make them put their hands up. Get turned up and turned down, I make them stand up. Chains broken, I'm laughing when they gon' let me in. My thoughts out of the getting attacked in the padded pen. A lot of people said, Jamel, you ain't gon' make it. Mr. To the wood and going hard, got patience. Lord, you bring the best out of me. I ain't got nothing to prove to the people that doubted me.
The best in me, you're the best. Yeah,
yeah.
You bring out the best in me, Lord. You bring out the best in me. You're the best.
Yeah. Okay, well,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You always make me show up.
Show up.
When I show up,
show up.
Get me sold out. And yeah. Plus, I don't go out. I'm in the lab with a 3-part catalog as Cali Trap. Been to the time I helped everybody else. Until my world got dry and I was by myself. I hollered at the big homie, looked up in the sky. Fell to my knees, then he said rise. If I could change the game, big tutor. Keep my name alive, friend me first. Then keep the eyes on the prize. Sitting at the round table with these different labels. Used to sell cane, but today I'm not able. He turned my life around like a merry-go-round. Mr. Gifford the Gab, rap the voice, I got my own sounds. You bring the best out of me. Faded on the beat with Latoya Williams. To the best chemistry.
You bring out the best in me. Best. Don't you bring out the best in me. You're the best. Yeah. You bring out the best in me. Lord, you bring out the best in me.
People really knew.
Yeah.
Fresh. First of all, I give you the honor and the glory.
Straight up.
I remember when I was in the hospital with 6 slugs in me. And I got shot in my neck and my chin twice. I remember I couldn't talk. Now I'm back in the vocal booth doing my thing. And I'm glad you picked me to be the messenger. And you bring the best out of me. You're the best.
Yeah, that was that Best in Me by Big Titta Boy off that new EP, Big Titta. Hot, hot CD. And like I said, I tell a lot of artists, man, it's not about going gospel. You know, we can't put God in a box because really our story is our story. So our music reflects what we've been through. And when you have an encounter with God and he touches your heart in a way to where you want to put it in your music, it's not that everything has to just change, but God works in you slowly. So like I said, big shout out to Big Titta Boy, who's really, you know, stepping up to the plate and carrying out his assignment. He does the Each One Reach One, Feed the Homeless. And you know, we went out, I believe it was February 28th, you know, when we did the last one. He has another one coming up that Justified Music and Mafia is definitely going to get behind again. And, you know, go out there into the streets and be a blessing. We see the call lines are starting to heat up a little bit. If you are listening online and you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4945. We're about to go to this 951 area code that just chimed in. 951, you're on the line with Men of Faith and Action Radio. It's your boy Justified.
What's going on, Justified? It's Poppy Brim.
Poppy Brim, what it do, brother?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed, and I just want to send my shout out to everybody still standing and breathing, and those that are gone and those that are missed.
Yeah,
and, you know,
man.
My condolences to you. You already, I don't want to say too much. I'll get choked up, but my condolences to you and yours. I see you still out there. You know, you're a strong brother, man. You're a strong brother.
Hey, man, it's not me, it's the God that's in me, and you're just as strong as, you know what I mean? He's in all of us, so the strength that I have is not of my own, so it's available to you as well. It's available to anyone who needs it. All they got to do is ask for it, you know what I mean, and not try to overthink it. You feel me? It's like real simple. You feel me? A baby can understand God's love. That's why they're so peaceful at times, you know what I mean? So it don't take much. Sometimes we overthink it and think we got to do this, or I got to be doing that, or I can't do this, or, you You know what I mean? And it ain't even about that, because once you tap into that relationship, those things will just start to wither away on their own without you even trying. You know what I mean? So it start with baby steps, man. And you already know what it is. You already connected. You know what I'm saying? You keeping me nice and frosty when I'm out there at these events repping my buddy boy and my JM wings. And you know what I'm saying? Frostbites is definitely, I feel like this, anything that you do, you know, and when you serve God, he can bless you with it. It doesn't have to be, you know what I mean, because it's something positive. It's inexpensive jewelry that got more people looking at that than, you know what I mean, like, they're like, that's clay? Yeah, that's clay. Like, man, that's, you know what I mean? So you using, and I'm in this testimony, and it just came right now. I was at an event last night with the Mosleys, and, you know, I had my frostbites on, you feel me? And, you know, I'm just being justified. I'm moving through, but, like, every camera in there was just like, you're somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because the frostbites just had them looking, and that's drawing men to the man of God. Not that I'm, you know, this holy roller or nothing like that, but, like, you know what I'm saying? It's serving its purpose. You feel me? And that just came to me in the spirit, and then I planned out. But, yeah, so you definitely, God is using you by keeping me with them frostbites, because it got people wanting to talk to me and see who I am.
I'm blessed, real spirit. Man. I'm blessed, man. I am. I don't see it no other way. It's just all blessings, and I take it, and I just try to share it and spread it with others. And I got you some more pieces over here. Big to the boy saw your pieces. He's like, oh, I got to have one like that. I said, okay, for sure.
Yeah, and I seen Big to the Boys, and like, I got to get one. You know what I mean? So, and that, man, I'm telling you, God is, like, really doing something great, you know, with Big to the Boy, myself, you know, and some other, you know, influential cats out there that's really, you know, creating a lane for this, you know, for this movement, man. And, you know, we all connected, and, you know, through Facebook. And, see, we can use a lot of bull on Facebook. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of devil on Facebook. But anything that the devil can use, God can use it better. So all we got to do is just stay true to ourselves and make our posts not be them ignorant posts. You feel me? So it's a balance. We got to balance it out. And, you know, people got to not be ashamed to represent God in an open platform, because as soon as you start talking about God, as soon as you, every day you saying God is good or this, that, and the other, and we doing that, then that's when them darts come. That's when the devil get in, like, oh, they, you know, they faking with it. I remember that. You know what I mean? They get to mumbling, you feel me? But that's all it is ignorant mumbling, because they don't know. You feel me? They don't know what I go through. All they know is what I tell them and what I show them. You know what I'm saying? But what they see is the God in me. That's all they can see, because that's how I get down. You feel me? So, you know, as long as they're watching, then the seeds being planted. You know what I mean? Even God allowed Pharaoh to be hard-hearted and not let Moses' people go. But God used him and made him release them and give them all of his. And that's where we at right now, is where the wealth of the wicked has been stored up for the righteous. And how do we get it? We invade their camp and take it. And that's this music industry. That's this entertainment industry. Everything that the devil is using to program our children and to lead to our destruction, we have to take God into those same arenas. So Justified do the Cali Calling on Saturday, you better believe I'm going to promote just as hard for Mafia, if not harder. You feel me? So,
and I see you too, boy.
So I was like, we got to do it, man. And I know, and this is, if you don't know, I know that God ain't got us how we are, and having you bless me with frostbites, you feel me? And you feel me? Like, that's something that moves in your spirit, because I know you do business, you feel me? And you ain't ever, you know what I mean? You bless me.
Yeah.
You bless me continually. So I know God has a purpose for our connection, and, you know, that's why I do the things that I do. That's why you on the, you know what I'm saying, on the mixtape. That's why the stuff that's going on, I include you, because you include me. So that's what real brothers do, and that's what Mafia is all about.
I love it that much, man. I do. I ain't going to lie. And I know there's some other people out there doing it, and I just want to say, hey, man, I'm happy for y'all, whoever's doing it. I don't hate, because I jumped on the bandwagon. I was blessed enough to just already know how to do it when I jumped in it. And whoever else is doing it, hey, man, I put my hands together for you, and I look up for you, because it's a good hustle, and I'd rather see you doing that than doing something else, if you know what I'm saying. So there is no hate in my DNA. It never existed in me. I love people doing whatever they do. And, you know, the game that much. And whoever I deal with, or whoever wants to get a hold of me, y'all can go to justifiedmusic.net and get a hold of me, or Justified, and you'll get your business over here.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm alluding to, you know, what you was talking about. I don't understand. I mean, I guess I understand it because I understand it in a spiritual sense. But when we take time to think, why are we so competitive against each other? You know what I mean? Like, nigga, you didn't copyright clay. Nigga, you don't own the you know what I'm saying? You don't own the glitter. Like, you feel me? So why do we feel like we're the only ones that can do certain things? You feel me? When big corporate, like McDonald's, Burger King, all them fools sell burgers. They just put their twist and their branding on it. So why is another person that make frost bites, but they call them this? You know what I mean? Or another person has a radio show and they call it that. Why do we, you feel me? Like, why is that in our community, homie, that we hate on each other so hard? And if, even with the positive movement, I was positive first, they copying me. Come on, man. You feel me?
Oh, I know about, you know, I know what you're talking about. I really don't say too much on Facebook, but I was on Young Trav's page and I read some stuff and I was like, you know what, I'm sick of this. I just believe that everybody who's screaming amen and hallelujah ain't going to heaven. So
right.
We can't come together and give each other hugs without being gay or hating and all that. Then stay over there. I'll pray for you, but stay over there because you're vexing my spirit, and I don't have time for that. So I'm with anybody who's doing something positive. I don't have time to hate because I'm too busy trying to do something positive. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you're going to sit around here trying to compete with the next man when y'all should be congratulating each other when you're doing the same thing, then go your way, man. I ain't got time for that. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
We can't chase down relationships
heart,
and friendships. It has to all be according to God's will. And I've known in my own career and in my own life, I've tried to, you know, stay attached to people that God was obviously detaching. And so it really becomes to that, don't put too much. If you got to put a lot of effort into something to maintain it, then it ain't right. You know what I mean? And like my post the other day, communication is necessary. If we're friends, if we're brothers, if we, you know, got this genuine love, then there should be some type of communication. And communication is so easy now. Is it Facebook inbox, tag you in a post, like, you know, holler at me, you feel me? So it's just, you know, I've always felt like if God is at the lead of the movement, there's to be no division. You feel me? We're all vital parts to one body. So when the right arm starts slapping the left arm, talking about, I got it, you know what I'm saying? Then we're not utilizing our entire body. The body is conflicted itself, and that's a disease. So it's all good, man. We just worry about the ones that's with it and be a witness to and pray for the ones who ain't. And that's how we do it, you know what I mean, with this Men of Faith in Action, bro. We really mashing, man. And I salute God because I never saw when he gave me that, you know, that seed to do this that it would develop into what it's developing into, and it's all him because, like I said earlier, me and Kane agreed that we're going to get out the way, sit back, let go, let God, and every opportunity that's come our way has come our way. We didn't have to go to it. It came to us, and that's what a relationship and a, you know, what God will do for you if you really do what you're supposed to do. So shout out to you and your frostbites. I'm in motion a lot more. I got a slide up on you, and I need to rock them for the JM Coalition on May 2nd. I need my pieces, man.
You got it. Hey, man, you got it all day. Cocaine got it all day. I haven't talked to the brother yet, but I know I will one day. And, hey, man, like I said, man, I love everybody doing whatever they do. And I'm gonna have a new song for you soon. It's called Stay in My Lane. I'm recording, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So, hey, man, I'm blessed. That's all I can say. I'm blessed. And anybody out there doing this,
call in and do that, to tell them how you blessed. You mean share, you feel me? Like, this is that platform. So, you know what I mean? I know because we talk, and I know one minute I got to move, and I don't know where I'm going to move. To next, hey, Jess, I just got in the world. Hey, Jess, my session is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The blessings just keep, you know, coming one after the next. So, I know you are, brother.
See, I was living in San Bernardino, and I think differently than most. You know, when negative stuff happens to people, you know, like, oh, they get down. But like I was telling my woman, I was like, well, no, you looking at it as a negative. But look,
sometimes negative things got to happen in order for the positives to kick in. It's so bad over there in San Bernardino. We had to move from over there. I'm about to have another baby. I can't bring a baby home over there. So it just so happens because we had to move from over there, we got blessed over here in a little quiet community. Now, granted, it's quiet as that HOA, because I ain't going to lie, I love the ghetto, man. That's just the way I am, because I'm from the east side of Riverside, so all I really know is the ghetto. There's a lot of benefits in the ghetto, so when you come to a community like this where there's HOA and all that, then you have to, like, adjust your life, and you can't do this and that. It's still a blessing, because I'm able to walk down the street and not worry about bullets flying every 5 minutes and all this other crazy mess they got going on over there. So, hey, man, I'm blessed in every way. I'm over here doing my work, not being bothered, and then some. You, Big to the Boy, OTH, Park Boys, California Grind Network, 10 o'clock news, everybody that I featured on, music and all that stuff. Hey, man, it's brothers like y'all that keep me going forward. I always try to change my company if it's not right. That's just the way I am. If somebody that I deal with wants to act a fool, then that's cool. That's cool for you. I'm not going to stop you from doing what you do. You do what works for you. I'm going to do what works for me. I got to keep it pushing because that's just the way I am. That's the way I've always been. So because of brothers like y'all and people like y'all, I'm blessed, man. I am, because you guys keep me straight. You guys give me business, and you guys let me know what's going on. Come over here, come over there. There's money over here. There's networking over here. That's what keeps me going, man. And it, you know what? It don't even have to be a lot of money justified. It's not even about the amount of money. I'd rather have the respect, because I just believe respect goes longer, a long way. Further than
right.
Me. That's just the way I feel. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, he must be crazy. But I just believe respect is worth more than money. It is to me. Because the person
respect,
that's out there doing the same thing.
That usually gives you favor. So when people respect you, they're more willing to help a person that they respect, you know, than a person that they don't respect. And it's just, you know, just that being able to pull up to an event and they're like, oh, that's Poppy. You know what I mean? Like, that,
yep.
But we, you know, we use that to our advantage, you know what I mean? And when they respect you, they show you love, but where there's respect, there's the hate, but we got to stay focused on the respect and just move in that lane and be around them people, hang around the people that are showing you love and respect. And then the other
yep.
ones that's hating and sideline talking, you know what I mean? Then the ones you kind of just got to, you know what I'm saying, pray for.
Oh, man. And just let me say, what up, Sugar T, if you're listening? I'm a fan. And for those out there who's saying, support me, support me, support me, but you never support back, I can't support you. You know who you is, I ain't got to say no name. I just can't do it. I'll pray for you, but I can't support you because you're not supporting us.
Right. Well, there's agendas, and those are the things that I say when, you know, if it's really God's assignment, then it's a collective movement. You know what I mean? So, you know, but that doesn't mean that person is a bad person. It just, you know, it comes to that thing, like cocaine, he always say to me when we talk about stuff, you know, the path to hell was paved with good intentions. People mean good, their intentions is good, but they not doing good because it's for self-glorification, it's for this, that, and the other. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not here to knock nobody hustle. I ride and do my part in every situation because even as long as it's the positivity is being there, and, you know, the people will know because those that, you know, call themselves to love God and to worship the real God, then when that real God makes himself known to us and comes back, they'll be drawn to him. So even the false prophets, even the crooked preachers, if they're feeding out the word of God and pushing out the principles of God, the people are going to receive that. So we're not supposed to follow man in the first place. You feel me? And that's where a lot of people get twisted up. They follow a man. They put all their trust and their hope in a man, and man can't get it done. So we got to stop doubting God when we see men fail. Men are men. They human just like me and you. They subject to temptation. They subject to attacks. And if they slack in their word and if they slack in their prayer, then they're subject just like the lost. You know what I mean? Because they've lost touch. So, you know, and then people see them falling, oh, you know, I ain't messing with the church. I ain't falling. You know what I mean? That's because your eyes is on the wrong person. I don't ever look to no man. And I told my own pastor at the church, you know what I'm saying, that I was going to, like, homie, I respect you and got love for you, but I look beyond you. God talked to me too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I can't do what you want me to do. I got to do what he told me to do. And he was cool with that because the way I brought it to him, like, my time here, you fed me. You built me up in the word. You put the word in me. You reactivated what was already in me. And now it's time for me to go out and blaze my trail. Like, I ain't on your heels doing what you do, saying what you say. I'm about to do what God told me to do. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, bringing me closer to him and giving me some discipline. But I got to do what God told me, not you. You know what I'm saying? Your job is done. So it's all good.
You don't
bro.
Want,
it's
you don't want him to get into you. Like, you don't want him to get into you, because if he has to get into you, then you got a problem.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So once again, shout out to everybody that's listening to me and the homie just ramble and talk about this real. If you want to call in and join this conversation, number 646-200-4945. Shout out to Big Poppy Brim for taking time on Easter, you know what I'm saying, to break away from the plate and come, you know what I'm saying, have some of this soul food with me. I appreciate you, big homie.
I appreciate you too, man.
Yep, yep. Well, with that being said, man, we going to I'm going to take it back to some music. I'm moving through here. I got people hitting me up on the Facebook and Twitter saying that the music is moving them, so we're going to keep them moving them. And I, man, I'm on some Justified today, man. This is my assignment. I stumble and might not talk clear when I'm just talking, but I always get it right in the song. This is the message right here. Check it out.
I've been through so much. All I need is a change. Prepare myself for brighter days and say goodbye to the pain. And in the midst of all this rain, still I praise his name. Cause I know nobody else could ever love me the same. No homies from the gang will get a life to spare me the strife. These bras in the street, they don't love me. Make my woman my wife. In God we trust and know we fuss. It's still all about us who don't go through problems at times. But we can't give up. Keep my faith in he that made me. Ain't no problems or no maybes. I know that God got me. Even though the world's so crazy. And lately I've been thinking about smoking weed and drinking my needs. He's been meeting my family. We've been eating. What else can I ask for? The passion to mash mo. Just ask him, he's sure to show. Don't pass him and lose your soul. Imagine if we just grow and shake the world. We can stress him. Use my gift in this profession to bring the world the message.
Oh, this is my message. God is everything you need. I'm so tired of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why. I wanna know why, yeah, yeah.
God, I know I made mistakes, yet you love me in stride. Focused on paper to make, I move through ego and pride. The newest ride and lots of jewelry don't make me a man. But sacrificing it all just to follow your plan. You got it all in your hands and it's mine to gain. Keep my faith in God and stay deep in the game. Prophecy in every verse I write, the Lord to control. Move the world with message music, attract the young and the old. Never thought that I would lead my people, show them the way. Tap into the highest source, reveal the power to pray. It's now or never, he's coming back any day. Never lack but see plenty. All we gotta do is do what he say. It's so simple, then tell me why it seems so hard. Never said it would be easy, just stay focused on God. Never let up on your dream. Where there's a will, there's a way. Do the will of God, it'll be okay.
And this is my message. God is everything you need. I'm so tired of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why, oh why do I feel this way inside, yeah, yeah.
Now I know my mission, I be a fool to abort. Left my lawyer alone and walk with God in the court. Though my destiny seems blurry, got the faith not to worry. I know my prayer's been heard, God gon' show up in a hurry. He got a plan for me to lead, I gotta step into position. Gotta get the world's attention, I got that flow to make them listen. Not a fantasy,
We're not here by mistake. It's a purpose for our being. What we're seeing is fake. All the bling and all the money, it's not what it is. It's a trap to get you caught up, and that's what it did. Put my mind on worldly acceptance, lost track of the truth. I disappointed my people, didn't lift up the youth. Now I know better. In fact, this is my love letter to the world. When it's cold, it's like a warm sweater. So pick yourself up if you fall. I pray you never stay down. No, you're never alone, cause God will always be around. It's my message.
This is my message. God has everything you need. There's no need of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees, lifting him high. So
yeah, that was a little bit of throwback Justified with the message off the Mr. and Mrs. Smith album that me and my wife put together right now. You know what I mean? I want to thank everybody that's tuning in. I see all my area codes on the check-in. I ain't going to put you on blast, but I am at the same time. I see my Uncle KJ in the building tuning in. Happy Easter to you and Auntie, you know what I mean? Appreciate y'all tuning in like you do every week. You know if you got something to say, all you got to do is hit that one button. I got a 909-545 that just chimed in. Let's bring them on the line and wish them a happy Easter. Happy Easter from the Men of Faith and Action to you. What's going on, 909?
What's going on, man? This is Craig, Gunfire, and Coca.
What up, Craig? Man, Coca had to step out. The wife, he had an emergency that he needed to attend to, you know what I'm saying? So prayers.
Okay.
Oh,
but, yeah, he was on a little earlier. I just called, man, happy Easter to you, you know, and I'm watching you on Facebook, and applaud you, man, for staying strong like you do, you know, and appreciate God giving us Jesus, man, to, you know, give his life for us to have ours, you know.
Right,
so, you know, that's about it right there, man, and, you know, like I said, I follow you on Facebook, I see everything you're doing with the Mosley. And that's a blessing, man.
Yeah, man, I was with Jack and Serena last night. They was out here doing some interviews for the event that's coming up on the 21st. So I just, you know, even with that situation, homie, that was, you know, something that, you know, God planted a seed in many, many years back, you know, when Serena had booked come out to her church to perform, and then I ended up, you know, doing some dealings with Jack a little bit, and, you know, for us to be at the Hoopin' for Hope basketball game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, And you know, for me to reconnect with them, and you know, just man, God is an awesome God, brother. You know what I mean? When he sees the storm before it comes, you know what I mean? So
no question.
As he sees the storm that's coming, he already provides the way of escape at the same time. So he really made, you know, he knew what it would take. He knew what it would take to get me through what I was going through, and that was work and opportunity.
No question.
When my mother passed away, I went hard on work. You know what I mean? Because that's what works for me. Other people didn't understand my work. Like, how can he work? Why is he working? Because that's what I get through. And God continued to pour the work on me during the storm for me to stay right, for him to keep me focused and keep me lined up with his will. So, you know, that's what it is for me. And that's what it could be for anybody that, you know, put that into effect. So I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, taking time on Easter to hit us up. Appreciate it. Much love to you.
No question. And one more thing before I get off here. A little humor for you. Did you use that fitness pass yet?
Man, shut up, man.
All right, bro. Well, holler at me, man, on a different note. I got something to talk to you about anyway when you finish the show.
Man, that's on my calendar, bro. I'm up there tomorrow. It's been a busy week, but trust me, I just pulled it out and put it on the desk this morning. Like, I'm going to redeem my fitness plan, and that was God working through you, homie. And I thank God for the smallest of things. You feel me? Because when they were like, we're about to raffle off the, you know, the year membership, I'm like, man, I should have bought a raffle ticket, and then you won, and I was like, ooh. No, the homie don't even live up here. You gotta shoot that.
Right.
As
soon as the show's over, call me. You got my number, and we're going to talk about something different.
I got you, brother. We on.
All right.
Love you.
All right,
you're joining the Mafia Radio Show, man. We're going to keep it moving with these calls. I'm going to go down to 323. And before I bring 323 in, I want to give a big shout-out to my family over there in the UK. Soul Central Magazine and Television definitely have been a blessing, you know, to this whole JM situation. And, you know, also the 98.2, we syndicated worldwide through them with DJ King Assassin. And shout-out to everybody that's on the call lines, those that are listening online. We couldn't do what we're doing without y'all in the mix of it. But we're going to take it to my Uncle KJ, you know what I'm saying? Eazy-E, old bodyguard. And when I say old bodyguard, he's an old bodyguard. What's up with you, KJ?
I'm too old or something? You make it sound like I'm ready
nah,
for
the I'm just saying you guard us with prayer now. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave the, you know what I'm saying, the body part to the young goons out there.
Oh, yeah. You know me, OG to life. Love my ruthless family. But now I got my metaphor family I'm really dedicated to. You as a soldier for the Lord, you know, all blessings to you, the family, and the girls, Cocaine's family, all our listeners.
Yes, sir.
He's having a hot day in L.A., wishing my brother
a hotter day in
Victor. In the pool. But, you know,
I can dig it. I can dig it, man. So what y'all doing? I know I'm eating over there to cook something. What y'all eating on?
Oh, I cooked ham hocks, oxtail, some greens. She cooked potato salad. And man, it's just all my soul food, but it's going to the mother-in-law's family, G-Mama's family. All my boys
that's
are
right.
Not everywhere.
Go on and text me that address, brother. You know what I'm saying? Mafia Radio will be over in 13 minutes. For sure, tell Auntie I said happy Easter.
Holler at me when you got time.
I got you, brother. Oh, and thank you for hooking up with Big to the Boy and dropping off those clothes for the. You know, for the next Each One Reach One event that's coming up. So big salute to you for, you know, giving back. Appreciate that.
Got my name.
All right, now have a happy Easter, man. We will talk. Yes, sir. I want to thank everybody listening online. Like I've said, if you want to join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. You know, today has been we've played more music today than we usually do, but like I said, we know everybody's around that table and chilling with their family, so we want to let the music do the talking this week, and I'm going to give y'all some of the big homie Cocaine. Dear Lord, check it out.
Do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to scare anybody.
The system is to oppress. For the rich is getting richer and the poor is getting poor. People dying out in the streets. Wars. Madness and chaos.
God Almighty, I'm on my bending knees. I've been down there so long that my knees starting to bleed. I'm having nightmares of dead bodies wrapped in bloody sheets. I wake up in a cold sweat from a deep, deep sleep. I need an exorcist. Something dark is coming. Deliver me, Lord. I'm writing help across my stomach. Mentally institutionalized, criminal minded. But I never let no nigga see me hard time and caught between good and evil. But at times it seems like evil has the upper hand. It's hard to be a godly man when innocent people get killed. Why they had to die and leave the family wondering why. Some niggas say they don't fear death until it looks you in the face. The grim reaper takes your last breath.
Hellfire, the devil is a liar. Y'all can sell your soul if you want to, but mine ain't for hire.
Dear Lord, I hope you hear me this day. I'm hearing voices in my head every time that I pray, telling me to stray away. Demons fucking with my mind like sand through an hourglass. I'm running out of time. Dear Lord, I hope you hear me this day. I'm hearing voices in my head every time that I pray, telling me to stray away. These demons fucking with my mind like sand through an hourglass. I'm running out of time.
I put one in the chamber, spin it around, put the pistol to my dome, and click as the sound. I guess it's not my time to go, man. I get high off Novocaine just to ease the pain. I never miss it out, you fuck. Father, but in reality, even when Jesus died on the cross, he said, why is thou forsaking me? I got so many questions, questions that need answers. Who's stepping with the devil when the devil's a dirty dancer? From the preachers to the Pope to the football coach, they're taking baths with little kids playing sailboat. Blasphemy, could be somebody next to your house. That's why I'm glad that my grandma never put me in the Boy Scout. Whatever happened to loyalty amongst comrades? Niggas will snitch on their own mama just to get a bus pass. The world's so fucked up, it ain't no place to run. Sometimes I wish the Messiah would hurry up and come. Dear Lord, I hope you hear me this day. I'm hearing voices in my head every time that I pray, telling me to stray away. Demons fucking with my mind like sand through an hourglass. I'm running out of time. Dear Lord, I hope you hear me this day. I'm hearing voices in my head every time that I pray, telling me to stray away. These demons fucking with my mind like sand through an hourglass. I'm running out of time.
You're running out of what you got, running out of yourself. The youth is crying.
See, your murderers come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who have cared for you all of your life, and they always seem to come at a time when you're at your weakest and most in need of their help.
Get your heartbeat.
I'm scared, Dad.
You're dead. All of you. And you know it. You're dead.
Bamboozled, hoodwinked, treated like slaves. What if they shot the homie Easy up with AIDS? I was there at the hospital when he took his last breath. That's when I wept, when I heard the news of the homie's death. What if Tamika Wright took advantage of Easy help? Made him sign a piece of paper to take all his wealth. Forced the homie name on some documents to set Mary. Now everybody wanna put the blame on Jerry. What if Tupac really ain't dead? He probably somewhere in Jamaica, blowing with the dread. All I wanna say is they don't care about us. What if Michael Jackson got killed cause he wouldn't shut the fuck up? Exposing the devil, campaigning for truth. Killed by a nigga and a couple of Jews. Killed by white folks, had him on the news. Said he molested this kid, it just wasn't true.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Speak the real, you might lose your life. What if Whitney Houston was a blood sacrifice? It's funny how everybody partied on sight. Funny how Nicki Minaj had a seance that night in celebration of that devil worship bitch Queen Elizabeth, who killed Diana. It's deeper than well shit. What if 911 was purposely done so Bush could take the oil and supply more guns? Now the color of my skin really don't mean shit. When the president ain't elected, he's handpicked. What if the UFOs flying them other planes? What if the government conspiring with the grave? What if they playing them songs on the radio to keep everybody ignorant and caught up in limbo? Now you're somebody's bitch, somebody's boy. They made it unpopular to rap about the real McCoy.
So many silent faces in hidden places. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Let them take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
What if Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross? He had a couple kids by Mary. Now that would sound scary. Now what if there was no executive decision? What if most of the wars that started was greed or religion? It's hard to believe what's really true when they control the social network and the channel news. What if the private corporations that build them jails specifically targeting the black man?
So many silent faces
The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see. Reject and take control of your heart and soul. The truth will set you free. Just open your eyes so you can see.
Back from the big homie Cocaine, first with Dear Lord, and then we ended the double play with Conspiracy Theory. All great music with a great message if you really could just open up your eyes and see. It's been another great day here on Mafia Radio, Easter Sunday. Want to send a shout out to all the love that came from the different callers from the different area codes. We appreciate you, and to all those that were just tuning in online, we appreciate you as well for tuning in and joining your faith with ours. We're coming down to the last 3 minutes of the show, and you know how we always do. I always end it out with some music. But again, I want to shout out 98.2 The Beat for carrying our music show worldwide. Big love over to the UK and our family, Soul Central Magazine and Television. We love you and couldn't spread the word without you guys, and we thank you so much. I'm going to take it out with some good advice for you guys. If you're going through something right now and it seems like all the odds are stacked against you and there's no way out, instead of worrying about it, instead of stressing about it, just thank God and give him some praise in advance, because he's going to bring you through it. See y'all again. Talk to y'all next week. Mafia Radio.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. The demon spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Time and mercy. Thank you.
Side. And when I